more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a goon?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, a mother.
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Morning, USA. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, and here on the East Coast, we are preparing for a heat wave.
What, for real?
Yeah, today's day one. They said for the next 3 days, it's going to feel like 100 degrees.
It's going to be do the right thing weather?
It is, and it's hard because it's freezing in this studio, so I would leave this jacket here, but it's so hot outside, so I go outside, I have to thaw out for a minute, but then you're sweating, and then you come in here, and it's cold.
Well, I just want to tell you kids out there, when I say it's do the right thing hot in New York City and the tri-state, I want y'all to go do your Googles. Do the Right Thing is a movie by Spike Lee, and in that movie, there was an extreme heat wave. In fact, in that from that movie, I learned the ice on the nipples technique. Remember that?
Yes, that was with Rosie Perez.
That was a go-to move for a while back in my day.
He put ice.
Growing up in them South Carolina summers.
All right, well, how was your night last night, Charlamagne?
My night was actually decent. I didn't do anything, though. I'm trying to finish up this book that I'm reading right now by Kamal Bell.
Okay.
It's kind of like, it's called Being Awkward. It's not Awkward Black Girl, because that's Issa Rae, but it's something like, it's like Being Awkward, but he's a 6'4" black man growing up in America, and how awkward it was for him, and he has a white wife, and dealing with all of that. So I'm trying to finish that up right now.
I'm finishing up Janet Mock's book,
I meant to get to that. I'm going to get to that when
Certainty,
I finish.
Certainty, great read. She's actually in my book club, so her book is the book. I have my book club meeting later today, so.
And she's a transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Who really looks like a woman.
She actually had the gender reassignment surgery at a very young age, did everything, worked in the strip club, all of that.
I don't like the name for that.
Gender reassignment?
Gender reassignment.
Well, that's what she refers to.
Sounds like homework.
It's an assignment.
You just reassign your classes. Like, that sounds a little like, it sounds like the surgery sounds like it's more, permanent than that, than just a reassignment. You know what I mean? It's like you can be reassigned. You can't be reassigned again, can you?
Probably, if you chose, I would think. All right, and yesterday I actually did this really fun thing with Essence. I talked to three young women about their careers and kind of, you know how scary it is when you leave the safety of having a full-time job to start your own business.
As you should sometimes.
Right, so these three women are in the process of doing that. Some of them are, one of them is further along than the other two, but it's just the process of doing that, the mistakes they made, things they wish they would have known, financial issues.
Okay.
It was really interesting.
Well, we got a loaded show for you this morning.
Oh, do we?
First up, we have Lala Anthony. She will be here this morning. Drop on the clues bomb for Lala, damn it.
Lala. She got a lot going on.
Yes.
And then, how is it? Excellent season so far.
Yes, it is. And then we're going to have Izza. Conversation with 21 Savage this morning as well. Okay.
Yes, 21.
So Lala Anthony and 21 Savage will be here this morning. It's the world's most dangerous morning show. Oh, yeah, we got front page news coming up next, right?
Yes, let's talk about this. Donald Trump is having some issues with his health bill.
Oh, I thought you were about to say with his health.
Bill.
Almost got happy just a little bit. It's The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, and drop one of Clues bombs for hip-hop. The whole culture, period. Looking at the front page of the New York Daily News, and it says rock is dead.
Yep.
Hip-hop's number one in the music biz.
That's
damn
right.
It.
All right. Let me see the cover.
Right here. See? Rock is dead.
Oh. Okay.
Nice article right there. You know
there
what I'm saying?
There you go, Kendrick Lamar.
You got Kendrick Lamar, the face, Kendrick and Drake.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to tell y'all that hip-hop is pop culture.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about Obamacare.
Yes, well, according to Donald Trump, he does feel like he has a new plan because his own health care bill is not going to pass. He was trying to repeal and replace Obamacare, and that just hasn't happened. Here's what he had to say.
I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it. We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us, and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? Or how do we come up with a new plan?
Why would you want Obamacare to fail, though? Like, shouldn't you want the best for American citizens?
Why do you want the healthcare system to fail?
Yes,
I don't understand why that's the plan.
Like, if Obamacare is helping millions and millions of Americans, why would you want it to fail? Just because it's not your plan? Just
pretty
because
much.
Your name is not on it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Stop it.
I wonder if people who voted for Trump are happy. Like, are they happy with the moves that they made and the way that they voted?
Some are delusional. I read a study that said his approval rating will never fall below a certain percentage because some people just won't admit that they made a mistake.
Yeah. Well, bad decision. Now, we had told you before that was his plan all along. His whole campaign was all about repealing this Affordable Care Act. Here's what he used to say.
That begins with immediately repealing and replacing the disaster known as Obamacare. And it's going to be so easy.
Do you know how trash Trump's health care bill must be? Republicans have control of the House and the Senate.
Trump
even
passed it.
They don't even agree with him, but he's saying he's not taking responsibility for that.
Trump even brought all 52 Republican senators to the White House for lunch to try to get them to repeal Obamacare, and they still didn't do it, which means lunch must have been trash as well. Either that's like going on a date with somebody. And you, like, pay for the food, but then you realize you're not going to sleep with them because the conversation was so trash. You know what I mean?
Is that what you could compare it to? Let's talk Jordan Edwards now.
Right. The former Dallas area police officer who killed Jordan Edwards was indicted on murder and other charges. And that is for that whole situation. Remember, Roy Oliver, 37, from the Balch Springs Police Department. He's a white officer. He discharged multiple rounds from his rifle because Jordan Edwards and his friends were driving by in a car. They were leaving a house party after reportedly hearing shots. Now, according to Oliver, he said that Jordan Edwards was driving, their car was driving toward him. But when they looked at the body camera footage, it showed the car was driving forward away from the officers and not reversing toward them as he had stated originally. He said he did misspeak when he said the car was moving aggressively toward the police officers. So now he has been indicted. He fired multiple rounds into the vehicle and one bullet struck Jordan and killed him.
Well, I'm glad he got indicted.
Absolutely.
That doesn't mean anything, but I'm glad he got indicted.
Well, it's a start. It's a beginning.
Yeah, at least they indicted him.
So
at least they're acknowledging
you
something.
You lied about the incidents that happened. You got caught because it was video surveillance to show that what you said happened didn't happen. And
yeah, at least they're acknowledging something actually went
wrong.
Now
you took
this
some
time.
Innocent child's life.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning. You can hit us up and vent. Or maybe you feel blessed. 800-585-1051. I'm still trying to decide why they would do construction early in the morning. Why not do it late at night? Why do it when people got to get to work?
Well, for some people, early in the morning, it's left over from late at night.
Come on, 6 o'clock he's doing construction still?
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Sure the people doing construction at 6 in the morning feel the same way.
I'm with them.
They'd rather be in their bed.
I'm with them. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Mancho.
Yo.
Oh, Mancho, why are you mad this morning, man?
Yo, how do you make a guilty person feel guilty?
What?
All right, listen. I need to explain something again. I caught Shorty cheating, right? So now, boom, now we're going through that argument phase. So to her friends, I'm this crazy person, but her friends don't know the details. So in everybody's eyes, she's this innocent one. And that's why I'm heated, because it's like, everyone's, oh, you're crazy.
His girl cheated.
I know.
Let me tell you something, my brother. If your girlfriend cheated, you can't make her feel guilty because women don't make those kind of decisions just spur of the moment, all right? She was strategic about it. She planned it all the way through. She knew what she was going to do, and she did it. She don't feel guilty about it.
You don't know that. You don't know if she did it spur of the moment.
She definitely did because I heard it through a three-way conversation.
Right? Damn.
Brother.
Damn, y'all used three-way?
She didn't.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to make her feel guilty about something she wanted to do.
Sorry, bro.
It seems like she probably likes the other guy a lot.
Super facts.
Yeah. Now, do you want her to be apologetic? Maybe in the future, but she's not gonna feel guilty about it.
Sorry, Mancho.
She wanted that D.
LaToya.
Hey. Good morning.
You mad this morning? What they did to you was so foul. Tell the people why you upset, Mama.
They broke into my home yesterday. Well, two guys broke into my home yesterday. They tried to take everything, but they ended up walking away with most of my unborn daughter's things.
No,
Damn. That's
awful. I'm so sorry.
What happened, Tariq? Pregnant? Tariq set you up?
No, I don't know Tariq.
How many months are you pregnant? You know Tariq, Ghost and Tasha's son.
thank you for the laugh. But she's due October 12th.
October 12th. Okay. You got a couple of months left. I'm so sorry to hear that, Mama.
And they took all your newborn stuff? What you had in there?
Yeah, all her cash, her clothes and things like that. That's
you got a registry? What's your, you got a registry set up anywhere?
No, I don't have a registry set up anywhere yet.
You got to set up a registry. See, we could have shouted out your registry on the air, had people go to your registry and load it up with toys.
And clothes.
Oh, that would have been great.
This is what you do. How about we get your number and you set up a registry and we'll encourage people to go fill up your registry and even put a couple in there, a couple of items in there ourselves.
That'll be blessed. Thank you.
All right, Mama.
Put her on hold, Envy.
Mm-hmm, she's on hold. All right. Rasheen.
Yo.
Why you mad, bro?
I'm mad because I'm out here in these streets with phone, man. All my people is locked up. Okay?
You want to be in there with them?
Nah, that's why I'm black.
Oh, okay, so you're blessed.
I thought you said you was mad. My fault.
I'm blessed and I'm mad.
You're having a little survivor's remorse. I feel that from time to time.
Yeah, like, I'm wrong. Like, everybody's locked up. Yeah, I was just locked up before they got
it. You said you were just locked up?
He was just locked up, he said. What were you locked up for? What did you get locked up for? Drugs?
Smoking too much weed.
Oh, you violated your probation.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say. See, why are you talking about smoking so much weed? As if smoking too much weed is a crime. You violated probation.
They wanted me to stop, and I wouldn't stop.
We better stop if you want to stay out.
Okay.
Well, you made a choice.
I mean, what can I do?
Yeah, you made the choice, and that's what happens when you make a choice. You made a choice to want to be in jail instead of stop smoking weed. When I was first on probation, I did the same thing because I got tired of taking, like, Golden Seal and Cat's Claw to clean up my system. I just stopped smoking weed because it was an easy choice for me, either weed or jail.
Yeah, me too. I used to drink, like, 3 gallons
of
water
and tell
myself.
Yeah, man, you rather put your lips around a blunt or put your lips around another man's penis.
Okay. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you rather avoid?
The Breakfast Club. Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is Armani calling from this bed.
Now, why you mad?
I'm mad because Angela Yee won't follow me back on Instagram.
Why won't you follow me?
I don't know who this is.
This is Lil Mama Official, at LILMANI Official.
Lil Mama.
Send her a message right now.
Lil Mama, not Mama.
Send her a message right now, and we'll see if we can get her to follow you, bro. LeVar.
Yo, what's up?
You blessed this morning, bro?
I'm blessed all the way, man.
Tell us about it.
Hey, man, I got a full tank of gas. I woke up this morning. My family's healthy, man. I'm doing well. I can't complain, man.
I love you for that, brother. Success is subjective.
Y'all, man, had the 757 on fire yesterday with that Vic comment, though, man.
you know Michael Vic was whack for that. Come on.
Yeah, it was pretty man. Whack. I kind of agree with Charlamagne, though. I'm going to have to agree with Charlamagne on that one, though.
Mike Vic in the sunken place. I might need to run up on him with the camera phone and flash the light on.
He said didn't he release a statement saying he didn't say it?
Oh, we got it in rumors.
Yeah, the statement was like, his hair has nothing to do with it. You said that. We didn't. You brought that up.
Don't worry. We got that for your rumor report.
Tip.
Yo, man. What's up? Andy, what's up, Charlamagne?
What's up, brother?
Bro, I'm going to let you do what you got to do. I know what you're calling for, man. You calling to shoot your shot. Go ahead, bro.
Basically, man. Appreciate it, man. Yo, Angela Yee.
Yes,
What's up, man?
What's up?
I'm a light-skinned brother. Fresh face.
Strike one. Watch your mouth.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I just feel like I'm just that dude for you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm with the business. You know, my name, whole weight. And I'm a real one.
What does that mean? I'm with the business and
drug
my name whole weight.
Definitely a drug dealer. I'm with the business.
Nah. Oh, nah.
My name whole weight is definitely drug dealer talk.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just one of those ones. You know what I'm saying? So just take your DM out, shorty. You know what I'm saying?
Word. Take your DM out,
DMs
shorty.
Is lit this
What's
morning.
Your credit? What's your credit, bro?
Oh, bro, about 598, but I'm working.
Oh. No.
Your name don't hold no weight.
You know what's more important than Angela Yee dating a man with bad credit?
What?
Good credit.
Good credit.
What about an ass eater?
No,
oh,
man.
Yeah, ass eater.
That's
all
terrible.
Right,
that might put his score up 50. So you have about 650.
598 credit score, but he eat ass though.
Hey, you gotta compromise, man.
My goodness.
How do you
right.
explain that to yourself? You start dating a guy like that. 598 credit score, but he eat ass, though. Jesus Christ.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up. Or if you feel blessed, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we will talk Colin Kaepernick versus Michael Vick. We'll tell you how Colin Kaepernick responded to what Michael Vick had to say about his hair and Michael Vick's explanation.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So everyone's been talking about what Michael Vick had to say about Colin Kaepernick. Now, Michael Vick was on Speak for Yourself on Fox Sports 1. This happened on Monday, and here's what he said about Colin Kaepernick not having a job still.
First thing we got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. I don't think he should represent himself, you know, in that way in terms of, you know, just the hairstyle. Just go clean cut. You know, just try to be presentable. I mean, look, so all the social media stuff that he's doing, look, we get it. We understand it. It's time for, you know, Colin to step up in a different way. And the reason he's not playing it has nothing to do with the national anthem. I think it's more solely on his play.
All right. Well, Colin Kaepernick then put out an Instagram message, Stockholm Syndrome. The Stockholm Syndrome appears when an abused victim develops a kind of respect and empathy towards their abuser.
Damn. Drop what a cool bomb for Colin Kaepernick, damn it.
It's also called traumatic bonding or victim brainwashing. And Michael Vick also responded to all of the backlash. Now, he posted, Colin Kaepernick's hair has nothing to do with him not being on an NFL roster right now. Let's be clear.
So why'd you bring it up, Michael?
I wish only the best for Colin. I stand by what I said about him being signed at some point this season to help an NFL club. I think he is a great kid who has a bright future, and I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field again. Trust and believe what I said was not in malice.
Y'all be defending these Negroes who be building foundations based on quicksand. Okay, you're the one who made the comment about Colin Kaepernick's hair, and then your statement the following day is his hair has nothing to do with the reason he's not playing. You brought it up.
Yeah.
You did.
All right. Now, Terrell Owens, we told you, has wanted to join the Big Three. That is Ice Cube's basketball league, which is former NBA players. Here's what Terrell Owens had to say previously.
Hey, Q, the guys know I can hoop. Let me come on. I like what you guys are doing, man. Hey, let me come out there, man, and display some of my skills, and let me play against some of the best, man. I think I would be one of those exceptions to the rule as far as guys that can play in that big 3-on-3.
Well, TMZ Sports caught up with Ice Cube and asked him, well, would you consider letting T.O. join the team? And he said this.
Big 3 for NBA players.
Rules are rules, Terrell Owens, okay? You're a former football player, not basketball player. I know basketball wives takes women who aren't even dating or playing basketball, but I'm not Shawnee O'Neal, okay? That's what Ice Cube basically said. Terrell Owens going to be like Fresh Prince when he was crying to Uncle Phil. Why you don't want me, man?
How come you don't want me, man?
Listen, nobody wants Terrell.
Yeah, that's foul.
The NFL didn't want Terrell. Not a 3-on-3. Big 3 don't want Terrell. Poor Terrell.
How come you don't want me, man?
All right. Cry in the car.
Congratulations to Mindy Kaling. She has revealed that she is pregnant.
Who is that?
Now, she's from The Office, and she had the show The Mindy Project.
Oh,
her own show.
Okay.
She's a comedian, and she hasn't revealed who the father of her child is. So she just started telling her friends she's pregnant, but she won't let anybody know, not even people close to her, who is the father.
Man, who shot Mindy Club up?
You know, she used to date BJ Novak, who was on The Office, one of her co-stars, and he's one of the writers on the show. She even went on a date with Cory Booker a couple of years ago also.
You think Corey the daddy?
No.
Oh.
But we're just talking about people that she...
Who shot our club up?
But we don't know who it is. She dated an author, but she's not dating anybody right now.
Who has worked on Mindy's latest project with her? We'd like to know.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Lala will be joining us.
Lala
will be in the building. We'll kick it with Lala about everything that's going on.
Lala Anthony. Still say Anthony, damn it.
All right, Lala Anthony. And we're going to talk about Lala's tatas, all that. All right, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building,
Lala.
Hey. Lala's here. Now, I'm about to auction off these shoes. She just tried on some shoes I ordered. I think I can get more
so
money.
These are good.
Let's talk about Lala's tatas.
Oh,
okay, season four. Season four of Power is out.
Right.
No, episode four came on Sunday. And Lala had the goods out again.
Let me say I was happy I was in Italy when it came on because I'm glad I wasn't as aware of all the talk and everything was that happened.
Oh, you didn't see Lala's tatas trending?
I saw it.
Who made that trend?
I feel bad watching
it. Who did that hashtag?
I know Lala so long, so she's like almost like a sister. So when you see it, it's like, ooh, but you want to see. But you
I just
want
to say, Lala, no one felt bad about it because actually we had the episode early and everybody crowded around the laptop.
Man, you thought it was cold and that laptop was a fire. Now, I'm always interested in why you choose to show the goods, though, because you don't have to. You're rich.
Okay.
You're popping.
You're rich.
You don't need the attention. Like, what?
Okay, here's the situation, and I'm glad we're talking about this because I want to address this once and for all. First of all, the problem is that people don't know how to separate Lala from Lakeisha. That's my character on Power. Mm-hmm. My character on Power is currently in a relationship with Tommy. When you're in a relationship with someone, you have sex with them.
And
you take your top off. You don't have sex fully clothed. So that's what's happening in their relationship. The problem is people just see it as, oh my God, Lala's on TV doing this and that. I can't believe she's doing this. No, Lakeisha is doing that. And if I am a true actor and I'm real about my craft, which I take very seriously, mm-hmm. then that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go to the creator of the show, Courtney, and say, oh, because people are going to call in and say, you know, I'm a bad person because I showed my boobs and every woman in the world has boobs. I'm not going to do this and I'm going to risk my job as an actor. I'm not going to do that. And I will say this, to be on Power, we got sat down from the first episode of season one to sign a nudity clause. You know, at some point on Power, there may be 50 showed his stuff. Like at some
50
point,
did, listen,
it's going to come to everybody. So I'm no different. I'm an actor. I work really hard at what I do. So I just really love the people that support and really wish the people that didn't could understand that it's not Lala, it's Lakeisha. And when I read that I'm a bad mom because I did a scene on Power, it's the most hilarious thing to me. First of all, Cayenne doesn't even watch Power. Let's start there. He's not even allowed to watch the show. But people need to know how to separate it. For the most part, I will say the response has been amazing and most people do know how to separate it. But when it becomes like, oh, you know, can't believe she did this. What does Mello think? What is it? It's like, this is acting. This is not my real life. Like, you got to stop.
But what does Mello think?
What does he feel about
those sex scenes?
Let me start with the sex scene. That was done 8 months ago. So for us, it's new. It just came on. I shot that 8 months ago. So that was so long ago. And when it was going on, you sit down, you have a discussion with the person you're with, and you say, hey, this is what's coming up in the script. I want to make sure you're comfortable with it. I'll do it as tasteful as I can.
Did he ask what the script shit like? Well, what did you do?
Where No. That's not his personality at all. He's just like, it's acting. You got to do what you got to do. And I think Lakeisha's becoming such a major character on Power now that it's part of the story.
Did y'all laugh at the memes?
Did he say, I can't watch this? Or
I haven't talked to him about it. I try to not bring it up.
Do y'all laugh at the memes?
I do. I laugh at the memes. I mean, and then sometimes I don't want to look because after a while, it does become a lot. And as much as you just want to laugh it off, it's your life. It's your body. You're a female. You know, we have our own insecurities. I don't want to hear people talking about that all day long. It's not the most comfortable feeling.
Was that the most difficult scene that you've had to do so far as an actor?
It's definitely one of the most difficult. I mean, you're a woman. Imagine being in a room naked and everybody's watching and you're acting like you're having sex with somebody you're really not, but you're acting like you are. I mean, that's not the easiest thing in the world to
do. How did you prepare for that?
Well, I mean, I know how to have sex.
When you're reading the script at home, like jumping the couch.
No, I'm just like, I'm in the mirror, like trying to figure out what my sex faces are.
What do your parents say? Did your mom and dad say?
Totally understand it.
Really?
They're like, it's acting.
Your dad too?
My dad loves it. He just thinks I'm doing a great job and he's proud of me and everyone's proud just to see the growth of the character. Like she was just kind of around and now she's in it. She's really in it. And I'm proud of the work I put in. And I'm proud that so many people care about Lakeisha and they're really into this relationship with Lakeisha and Tommy. It's just a testament to our acting and how much work we've been putting in.
I read that scene was terrifying for you to do.
It was.
Really?
It was. It's terrifying. I mean, I've never been with a white guy in real life.
I was wondering that.
I've never been with a white guy in my real life, so now in my acting life, that was something new, but I could not have picked a better person than Joe Sikora, who is, to me, one of the most amazing actors out there, and he's just so awesome and made it so comfortable. But, yeah, it's like you're with your friend trying to, all right, put your hand here, cut, now kiss me here, now stop.
How many times did y'all film it?
Oh, my God.
I'd have stayed messing up all the time.
Oh, messed up.
I don't know how many times we filmed it. I know it probably took about 3 hours.
3 hours?
Damn. Yeah, but it's not...
Shirt off.
And it's edited to look so real, but when you're doing it, it's not really like that. It's like, okay, lean back. Now do this. Kiss him there. Now stop. Put your hand there. Move it up. It's not just flowing the way it looks on camera.
Was it difficult being intimate with a white guy? Like, what did it smell like?
A white guy.
Joe is amazing. I'm just going to leave it at that. It wasn't a bad thing. I just like how everyone keeps saying that I'm playing in the snow or whatever that is. So it was fine.
All right, when we come back, we got more with Lala. We got to find out, is Lala moving to Houston or is she staying in New York? Is she moving at all? We'll find out. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Lala Anthony in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
Who was taking all those pictures of you in Italy last week?
My friends. I just got back yesterday.
You sound like a jealous boyfriend. Who was taking those pictures in Italy?
What is the point?
Listen, what is the point of being on a beach wearing a bathing suit if you're not going to take pictures? Like, what's the point? I'm a female. I'm happy with my body. I don't really care what people say and whatever. It is what it is.
It seems like you're having a good time, though.
I'm having a good time. I'm living my life. Hell, I've been through a lot. So I'm just enjoying it, having fun, and just really happy about where my life is right now.
You ready to move to Houston?
I'm not moving anywhere. I'm New York born and bred, and I will be staying.
So the whole family's
right
staying
here
in New York?
I don't know about that. I don't know about those trick questions you try to ask me. But I am staying in New York.
So if Melo moves, you don't move with him?
We're not at that place right now.
There was a rumor that you and, what's that guy name? I can never pronounce his name. Kofi?
Why do you keep bringing him up to everybody?
Because there was a rumor that him and Lala exchanged numbers at the BET Awards.
By the way, even if they did exchange numbers, why couldn't it be just on a professional level?
I don't know. I'm just asking, did they exchange numbers?
Well,
then we can get to the other layers of the question.
I mean, we presented together. So, of course, you want to have a vibe with somebody you're presenting with. I had never met him before, and we know all the same people. We have a lot of mutual friends. So, yeah, it was cool. It was nothing like that. It's totally cool.
So why are you smiling?
Because he's hot, but it's nothing like that.
Same thing, Issa Rae said.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's hot. He's like the new hot thing. But what is he like? 19, 20 years old? What am I going to
do
with that?
Anything. You see what R. Kelly out here doing?
Nah. What am I
going to
do with that?
And by the way, in Girls Trip, he's the one whose penis was too big for Jada Pinkett Smith to have sex with him, just so you know.
That's ooh, acting, though. Yeah.
Ooh.
They might have been tight.
Don't hate.
You are.
But as a woman, sometimes it is hard because even if you did exchange numbers, people make a lot out of things like that.
Well, I think for me, it's also a newer space because the space that I'm in, everybody's watching every single thing that I'm doing. I've always been the girl that's cool with everybody and has all these friends, and it's never been an issue. But now that things are the way they are, everyone's like, oh, well, who's she hanging out with now? Who's she doing this? Who's she doing that? Look, I'm not even on that right now. I'm just cool and just enjoying my life.
But who saw y'all exchange numbers, though?
I don't even know if we did exchange numbers. The point is people just want to start a story about anything. We probably were, like, taking a picture or something.
Got you. So you would have to turn him down just because he's young?
I didn't say that.
Jesus
I just
Christ.
Said he was young. I didn't say I would turn him down.
So what space are you in now? Because how would you describe it?
What's your Facebook status?
My status right now is putting myself first, which I always say as women we forget to do a lot. We put everything and everyone else before us. Just putting myself first, and whatever's meant to happen will happen. Like, I'm learning that I don't have to have it all figured out. Mm-hmm. Life just has to happen, and things will sometimes just figure themselves
out. Y'all seem like y'all in a good space, though.
My best friend. I mean, when you're with somebody for 13 years since they were 19 years old and you have a 10-year-old child, you would hope that you guys could be cool. We're the best of friends.
Were you aware that your character on Power was going to be expanded so much before you guys started filming?
I knew before. First, I thought I was going to be killed off because the end, it was kind of just up in the air. I was like, oh, that's it for Lakeisha. It's a wrap. Because on Power, everybody, you know, people get killed. It's just what happens. And then I got the call that the character was coming back and in a bigger capacity, and that really made me happy. I mean, Power's the hottest show on TV, so to be a part of it is an honor.
Because that's interesting. So you didn't know, just like we didn't know.
No, I didn't know. And another thing, even with these sex scenes and all this stuff you guys watch, I don't see them before, and that's what people don't understand. So as you're watching them, I'm watching them at the same time. I don't get to sit in a screening room before and watch and say, hey, I don't like that, do this. When you watch it is when I watch it. So imagine how that feels, that you got to watch it when the world watches
it. You ever look and say, damn, I am hot?
No, I look and I'm like, fuck, I wish I went to the gym more that day. I wish I didn't eat this.
Damn HD.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, of course. I'm like, oh, I see that, I see this. You see everything.
Right, people are overly critical of
themselves. Yeah, of course.
What's the amount of people that tried to holler when everybody heard you was going through your situation? I'm sure you're
doing it.
And by the situation, they mean, we don't know if Mello and Lala are getting divorced or separated or what.
We're not divorced.
Yeah, not divorced. Still married, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of activity.
Like, damn.
I don't like the little evil grin you got going. That little chuckle. I feel sorry for Mello right now.
Don't feel sorry for him. Feel sorry for me. Because you're right. I mean, people, I don't know. You just feel
any
like.
Any of his friends? I know one of his friends had to holler because guys are grinding.
Whoa.
Look at that thing.
Guys are grimy. Guys are grimy. But no, everybody's been super respectful, but there's a couple of people definitely trying to shoot their shot.
Does he ask you, like, who's trying to holler?
No, he doesn't ask me questions like
he
that.
He ain't thinking that right
he
now.
He doesn't ask me questions like that.
He's getting the baby back. That's all he gets.
I remember Page Six said one time that Mello said, Lala's married, I'm not.
Yeah, but...
was that true?
How would I know? I mean, that just sounds so stupid. Like, and for a girl to believe that, she just is dumb. Like,
right.
Come on, that's just
like
stupid. And that's not even his... That's not even his vibe. That's
not at all. All right, we got more with Lala when we come back. We'll talk about her reality show. Also, if her and Mello ever went to counseling. We'll talk about it when we come back. Here's Kanye West. It's Through the Wire. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Lala in the building. Yee.
Do you feel like sometimes guys, just like Jay-Z talks about on his 444 album, mm-hmm. it takes for them to almost lose something to realize what they really are.
Yes.
That's true.
Because Mello liking every picture.
Because the guys in this room.
Like, I'll be watching.
No, but the guys in this room have gone through situations.
Yes.
In their mm-hmm. relationships yes. as well. So sometimes it does. And obviously Jay-Z went through it.
Right.
With Beyonce. So right. do you think sometimes that could be the case?
I do think that. But I think it's humans in general. I think we always appreciate what we have when we don't have it. Like, that's girls and guys, not just guys. We always take things for granted in life when we have them. That's just human nature. And you can't wait until somebody's 1 foot out the door to then realize. And that's a lesson to a lot of women and men out there. Appreciate what you have.
Yeah, I mean, men have to get the fear of God put in them.
Yes, like, we do.
We got to touch the stove. We burn our hand. We might touch it again. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it happens to guys more than women. That's
it does.
Why.
It does happen. But I'm saying women, even just in life, could be mm-hmm. your job, could be friendships. I just think we take things for granted, and then when you don't have it anymore, you realize how much you appreciate it, how much you want it, and in life you should live in the moment and appreciate people and appreciate things.
When do you realize that, you know what? Okay, maybe all is forgiven now. Do you ever take your foot off his neck, or you just...
I'm not there yet.
have y'all went to see counselors or Tyrese?
Tyrese.
I love Tyrese. Listen.
What? What's wrong with Tyrese?
Tyrese has helped me through some hard times. I love Tyrese. He's awesome. Listen, we're good. We're figuring it out. Right now, Mello is figuring out the Knicks and basketball and where the next couple months of his life is going to be, and I want to support him.
Right now,
we love Mello.
The power is with Lala right now. Where
it
you
is. All the power in the relationship is definitely with Lala. I want Mello out of New York, though.
You do?
Yes. He deserves better. Like, I want to see him be able to compete for a championship.
Well, Lala's not leaving New York, so he might want to figure that out.
We staying. We all staying.
I mean, I want him to be happy, and I will say New York has not panned out to be what he wanted it to be, and he's so loyal. Sometimes I tell him that he's loyal to a fault. Like, mm-hmm. he's loyal to the end to people that haven't necessarily always been loyal to him.
True.
What else are you working on as far as producing? Because I know you have your production yes. company and acting.
Yeah, so I just finished a movie with Whoopi Goldberg and Tessa Thompson, which mm-hmm. I'm really wow. excited about. Tessa Thompson and I play sisters in the movie. I loved her from Creed and all her amazing work. So just finished that. Still working on my book, The Love Playbook, mm-hmm. turning into a movie with Queen Latifah. So we're working on that. She's obviously been crazy with Girls Trip. So working on that. And then Power starts back up in September.
Damn.
So it's coming quick. And I also launched my own clothing line in Lord & Taylor at the end of the summer as well. So
Dope.
Working on that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You still speak with Kim and them? Kim Kardashian?
Of course. Yeah. What? Of course I do.
Have you reached out to about Rob and what's going on and Linda helping him?
I mean, what can I do? What can I do other than be an ear and be supportive to all my friends?
Are you still doing a strip club reality show?
Yeah, the show with Bernice.
Oh, yeah, we are doing it.
It wasn't a strip club. It was
bartenders and Instagram models that are trying to become entrepreneurs. Yes, we are still doing that. Funny you said that because I have a big meeting on Friday just to see where we're at and get that going on VH1.
How do you feel right now, though, just in general, overall?
I feel like I've been tested and I'm making it through. I definitely feel like, you know, I've been dealt a crazy hand recently, but I'm just making it through. A lot of prayer, a lot of support from my friends and family, mm-hmm. great people around me, and life goes on. Like, things happen, and it's not what happens to you, it's how you react to it. And I'm just like, I'm going to keep moving forward and be an example to people and women out there that everybody goes through shit. Shit happens. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep pushing on.
Were you close to a breaking point ever?
I think I'm a human being. Yes, I've had a couple moments where I've been close to a breaking point. I'm human. You know, things happen. But I have my son to live for. Like, mm-hmm. I can't be a great mom if I'm in the corner, like, breaking down. I have to move forward. And, you know, like I said, things happen. What makes me any different from anybody else? I'm not the first, and I definitely won't be the last to go through relationship issues, marriage problems. Like, things happen.
And you're handling it really well. Like, you're the girl that you do wrong by, and then she just starts posting on social media
right.
and looking flawless as hell. You know what I'm saying? And then you're upset.
And then her career is popping.
Like, it's the one meme that's like when you forget who you are, and it's like you looking kind of down, and then you remember who you are, and it's like you stepping out the shower or something crazy.
I'm sure you got a lot of hate big head texts.
I know you saw that
meme. I'm sure you got a lot of hate big head texts.
I did see that. I mean, then you just start focusing on yourself and putting your energy into yourself, which means eating right, working out, doing what you need to do to make yourself happy. Like I said, I can't control other people, but I can control myself. So I just put my energy into myself. Yeah.
Now,
my son.
These young women that are on the show that you're producing, mm-hmm. they used to be bartenders and I guess Instagram models. What kind of advice do you give them? Do you find that you're friends with them outside of the show? Do they come to you for certain things? Do you communicate with them? Or do you feel like it's a strictly business relationship?
Did you say who's on the show yet? Did you say so far?
Well, I know Bernice, Gracie, those group of girls. There's mm-hmm. a bunch of Kyra Chaos. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of girls on the show. I am friends with some of them, and I've tried to mentor and give advice and be there. And then others I don't know that well, and it is more of a business relationship. I mean, we've all gotten to where we are in life because someone has helped us or coached us through. So if I can help somebody else in any way, I'm all about that. I'm all about women empowerment and not judging people because of their past or mistakes they've made, and just really getting to know somebody and judging them from who they are as a person.
Now, like, Bernice has been in the headlines a lot lately because of the whole situation with T.I.
Right.
What advice did you give her? Because I know you guys hang out.
I actually didn't talk to her too much about that because... Mm-hmm. It's certain things, you know, you don't want to. I got my own shit going on. I don't want to be involved in everybody's shit. So no, I don't get involved in that. And you know, I wish Tiny and T.I. the best in the world. I mean, I love them both, and Tiny is an amazing person. Like, I don't want to be involved in that because you don't know, half the time you don't know what's true and what's not true. And I'm living it. Like, I've heard so much stuff about my own situation. And I'm like, where did they get that from? Like, so I'm not gonna get involved in anybody else's mess. I got to make sure I'm focusing on my exactly.
Have you ever gone to hang out with them just to make somebody mad?
With,
like, I'm going out to hang with Bernice.
I have, and I've had to hang out with them because mm-hmm. of the show. But
show prep,
yeah, show prep. But Bernice is she's a dope person. We've had a lot of fun hanging out, and you know, she's trying to be a great mom, trying to be an entrepreneur, and why wouldn't anybody want to support that?
When y'all gonna break the internet and do a bikini pic together? You and Bernice. I'm just looking out for the fellas, my brother. That's all. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Y'all wanna see that, right? Bernice and Lala in a bikini?
I think I've done enough for right now. I think I can go on a little break after this power episode. I think I've done enough.
Yeah, between the power episode and last week in Italy.
I'm covered.
The jails are good for the next 6 months.
Charlie tried to post it up there this time, too. Not even know that. Well, we appreciate you for joining us.
Of course.
And thank you for stopping through and being so honest. Power season 3. No more tatas this season, right?
Right. Do we have any more sex scenes?
Of course, we have to.
Well, there you have it. La la.
Thank
you.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out to La La for joining us. If you missed it, you can see the full interview online.
Yes, it's on Breakfast Club YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to La Leezy.
All right.
She can do what she want, man. She's an actress at the end of the day.
Right.
I think it's hard for us to distinguish that because we've been knowing Lala for so long.
That's true.
We don't see Lakeisha's tatas.
But I think you do a great job as an actor when people really get mad at you for the role you're playing. That means they believe it.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. What are we talking? R. Kelly? All right.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
We filled you in yesterday about Timothy Savage. Now, Timothy Savage is the father of Joycelyn Savage. He feels like his daughter is being held hostage and being manipulated and brainwashed by R. Kelly. Well, he has some things to say because R. Kelly is saying that he is going to sue because of these terrible allegations. Here is how Timothy Savage responded to that.
You know the reason why Miss Joycelyn Savage didn't tell you where her location is? She's not allowed to tell you her location. Mr. R. Kelly, if you want to file a lawsuit, you should have filed it yesterday. I'm waiting on you so everybody can see your dirty laundry. File it. And Joycelyn, I'm praying for you, baby.
I've been thinking about them girls all week, man. I just be wondering if R. Kelly fed them today.
I mean, it's a sad situation. It is like they don't know what. There's other women that have come forward that were part of the, I guess, quote unquote cult that have escaped from there, and they talked about how crazy it is. And these young girls, somehow minds have been manipulated.
Well, that one girl that keep talking, she looked pretty happy and full.
But you know, the thing is, it is summertime, and what our producer said, if you look at it, she has a turtleneck on. And her long sleeves.
She in Chicago, though.
How hot is it in Chicago?
I saw her in the house. It might have been cold in the house.
This one, she was outside.
Look, she got a turtleneck on and all that. That's not hot. That's hot. It's hot in Chicago.
But she's not sweating. All right, well, let's get into that because Joycelyn Savage then has posted another video message, and that is to her father. Now, first of all, she's saying that her father knew exactly what was going on and that he actually dropped her off at a friend's house to be driven to R. Kelly's house that she would be staying with R. Kelly for some extended period, but he's saying that he didn't know it would be for years. He was just thinking it would be about a few months while he was mentoring her.
Nah, a few minutes with R. Kelly is a few minutes too long. Why would a father take his daughter to R. Kelly?
That sounds crazy.
Now, Joycelyn responded to her father. Here's what she said.
Dad, you know everything that's going on with the media and the internet, and what you have done is a complete disaster, and you need to stop. Because right now, I am fed up with everything you are doing. You're embarrassing me and the whole entire family. I am happy where I'm at and the people that I'm around. And it's getting out of hand, seriously. Because honestly, you know the situation that had happened that night when I went to meet R. Kelly. I love you to death.
That's crazy.
Please stop what you're doing.
I will say this. You drop your daughter off with R. Kelly, you're going to get what you asked for. All right.
All right. Well, she also said the reason she's not giving her location is for safety purposes.
Who's safety?
R. Kelly went on social media.
Who's he trying to keep safe?
And yesterday on Instagram, he posted, "Don't let yesterday take up too much of today. You have to work. You have work to do and purpose to live. Make it count." R. Kelly. This was his motivational post on Instagram. And then he posted a picture with Nelson Mandela.
No.
And he said, "One thing you taught us is how to stand strong in the face of adversity. Happy birthday, Nelson Mandela. Rest in peace."
I'm about to tweet R. Kelly right now. I'm going to say,
"What you going to say?"
I'm going to say, "And pee is wet." That's what I'm going to tell him.
What?
Right now.
I think he probably blocked you.
I'm going to say right.
I'm gonna blocked
he blocked you. I'm sure he blocked you.
I don't know. What's his Twitter?
R. Kelly? R. Kelly.
Let me see if I'm blocked from R. Kelly.
All right.
Nope.
You're not blocked?
Right now. Nope.
Okay.
Pee is wet.
I'm going to retweet it.
Oh, my gosh, guys. All right. Kevin Smith recently did a 20th.
How do you spell
pee? Anniversary. Okay. Excuse me, guys. Smith recently did a 20th anniversary screening of Chasing Amy at Outfest, and he said that Ben Affleck said that a man kissing another man is the greatest acting challenge an actor can ever face. So according to Kevin Smith, he's saying that Ben Affleck knew that he was really a real actor once he actually did that scene. Kissing Jason Lee made him feel like he was finally a serious actor.
You got to put that in some context. I mean, it's serious acting if you're a heterosexual male.
Right.
Yeah, if you're a homosexual male, that's not acting.
Now, some people were very upset about this. Evan Rachel Wood saw that in a headline, and she went in. She said, "Try getting raped in a scene. Also, grow up, Ben." And she was upset. She said, "I'm sure he just thought it was funny, but even jokes like that are damaging. Also, you think us ladies like kissing all the guys we kiss? Just because it's a straight kiss doesn't mean we enjoy it." Ahem.
Why she had to be so extreme? I didn't think he was making a joke. I thought that was a...
She said he needs to grow up, I guess, and that it was a damaging statement. Now, to put it in context, though, Ben Affleck did say this over 20 years ago. So this was during when Chasing Amy was released. So it's not a recent thing that he said. All right, there's a new documentary coming out that's going to explore Kanye's broken relationship with Jay-Z. They have put out a little trailer. It's a combination of home videos, interviews, and unseen footage. They're putting all of that together. Now, in this preview video, you can see one of Kanye's childhood friends, Eugene McNair, and he's going through Kanye's old house, I guess, where he had a lot of things, a lot of materials, a lot of porn as well. Here's part of that trailer.
Childhood friend Eugene McNair was witness to Kanye's prodigious talent for making music in this house, which has remained virtually untouched for 20 years.
This is Kanye's room where he used to do his thing.
Keyboard stand was there.
Crates of records everywhere.
Crates of records everywhere. He had an extensive porno collection.
I don't care that much. We got the Big Brother record. That's why I don't need a documentary on Jay-Z and Kanye's friendship.
Well, it's called Public Enemies, Jay-Z versus Kanye. And
I don't care. It was
a very strong and positive relationship until Kanye's public rants started happening.
I don't care that much.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And I would just like to say I just had an unintentional petty party, so let's just make it an official petty party. Everybody just go to R. Kelly's Twitter. It's R. Kelly. And just put P is wet. That's all. That's all you got to type. Just put P is wet. At R. Kelly.
You got about 300 retweets.
I know. I didn't mean it's an unintentional petty party, so let's just make it an official petty party.
It's moving.
Everybody,
300.
R. Kelly. Tweet R. Kelly and just put P is wet. That's all. P E E I S W E T. P is wet. That's all.
You think people don't know how to spell that?
I didn't.
Did you have to spell
he didn't know
that?
He had to ask.
Wow,
this is ridiculous.
Thank you
like,
for spelling
foul.
That
you're
for
foul.
Everyone.
Oh, I'm foul.
You're
but
foul.
R. Kelly's not foul?
Okay,
foul.
He replied, yes, it is.
All right. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. All right. Charlamagne.
He said, I'll show you how warm it is, too, Charlamagne. Wow.
I am so distracted by this petty party now. All right. I love a good petty party.
Who are you giving your donkey to?
Donkey today is going to an institution that I absolutely, positively love and adore. But
Chick-fil-A?
Donkey today does not discriminate. No, the other one, Walmart.
Okay.
Yes, we need them.
You know, you don't sell Mosimo t-shirts anymore?
They never did. It was Target, sir. I need you to stay in your rich lane.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, and let us average earners do what we do.
Well,
right?
Target doesn't sell anymore. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, sir. Absolutely.
What are you
going to
do now?
I don't know. I really don't. I'm at a loss for words right now. I really don't know what I'm going
to
do.
All right. Dog of the day when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
There's a real live petty party going down in R. Kelly's mentions right now.
You a jerk.
Okay? The sky is blue and pee is wet, damn it. Continue to go to R. Kelly's Twitter and just put pee is wet.
Mm-mm.
Now, donkey of the day for Wednesday, July 19th goes to the holy place that I was raised in, the place that caused a young man like me from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, to dream bigger than the dirt road I was raised on, the place that no matter what time or day or night it was, they welcomed me with open arms, and that's Walmart. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Walmart, damn it. Now, I don't know about y'all, but when I was young and it was after midnight in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, and we had nothing else to do, 24-hour Walmart was like a club. Okay, we would pull up to Wally World and walk around Walmart all damn night. So it hurt my heart to see Walmart do something so donkey-worthy this week. Or say, yes, it hurt my heart, all right? To see Walmart do something so donkey-worthy this week, okay? See, we can't let Mike Vick's shucking and jiving and R. Kelly's coat distract us from the fact that Walmart was selling wig caps on their site, and the color of the wig caps was listed as nigga brown, okay? I won't say the N-word anymore, I promise, all right? I just needed to say it out so y'all understand the severity of this situation. Now, on Walmart's website this week, it was an item listed as a Jagazi? That's how you pronounce it, Yee?
Uh-huh, Jagazi.
As a Jagazi Naturals full cap weaving net, durable, stretchy weaving net, weaving cap, wig cap. Below that was a picture of a mannequin head with the wig cap on it, and it said size medium, and the color was N-word brown. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to KTRK TV, ABC 13 for the report, please.
Walmart is apologizing for a racial slur that was included in a product description on its website. Several people have sent Eyewitness News a screenshot of this image that shows the head of a mannequin with a Jagazi natural full cap weaving net. The N-word is used to describe the color in the product's description. We reached out to the company, and a spokesperson released the following statement. They said they are very sorry and appalled that this third-party seller listed their item with this description on their online marketplace. Meanwhile, Jagazi issued a statement on its website saying they are aware of the Walmart image and that someone used the company's name to list an item. They said, quote, people have often used our brand name to try and sell their fake products, and that they are a 100% black company for black people.
Basically, Walmart and Jagazi said, N-word, please. Okay, Jagazi said someone was using their name to sell a product, and Walmart is saying, look, they're a third-party vendor. That don't got nothing to do with us. But when in the history of life has N-word brown been considered a color? I've never heard brown referred to as N-word brown. Doo-doo brown, yes. N-word brown, no. Okay, that's never been a thing. And let's be clear. If you're going to associate the N-word with a color, just let that color be black. I would rather you not associate the N-word with anything, period. But if it is going to be a color, let it be N-word black. And I'm really starting to believe that people understand issues dealing with race are the fastest way to bring attention to your product. Somebody wanted to bring attention to this wig cap. That wig cap was probably sitting on Amazon or sitting on Walmart, not moving, until somebody had the bright marketing idea to give the color a name, and that was N-word brown. I don't think Walmart had anything to do with it, but they got to get the donkey because they are the mighty Walmart. They have to have a better vetting process than this. This is like TSA being weak at an airport and passengers just bringing what they want on the plane. But I do believe that someone did this on purpose just to bring attention to those damn wig caps. But Wally World's not supposed to let that happen. That's not supposed to happen on y'all watch, okay? Please give the holy grounds of Walmart the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
And I'm just slightly distracted by this petty party.
Now, I just realized that you tweeted it twice in two different ways. What is wrong with you?
Because I'm slow. So I
just... I'm so confused.
Because I tweeted it to him.
Right.
But then I realized the whole timeline couldn't see it, so I had to put the word in front of his at name. His at name is R. Kelly. So I had to put P is wet at R. Kelly.
He did it instead twice. Of I was like, why is this on here two times?
Yeah, because I put at R. Kelly, P is wet. Instead of P is wet at R. Kelly. But the sky is blue, P is wet, and we're having a petty party in R. Kelly's mentions. Please go to his page.
So far you're at 1,300 retweets.
Oh, it's going to be bad for him all day. His Twitter is at R. Kelly. Just simply put P is wet. That's all. Nothing more, nothing
you
less.
You are petty.
I love a petty party.
And you know, today is National Hot Dog Day.
Great. You know what comes out of hot dogs? Pee.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, you don't
I
know
was
what
just
hot
looking
dogs
at how hot
of.
Dogs are made. It's very disgusting.
There's pee in them.
No, it's not.
Actually,
it's
there might be. There might
There's
be.
There's definitely some pee in hot dogs.
Goodness.
That's what makes it give it that smoky smell.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, 21 Savage will be joining
us. My guy, 21.
Usually we do Ask Yee, but 21 Savage is stopping through, so we'll do it tomorrow. Is that okay with you, Yee?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 21 Savage, when we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
21.
21 Savage.
Yeah.
21. Welcome back.
21 said he was just on the PJ.
Yeah.
Thought the PJ was about to crash.
Hell yeah, we were finna beat the pilot up.
That would help.
On the way down. Right before we got to the ground, we would have just beat him up right before we got to the ground.
You don't do the PJs too much though, right? Are you just...
That's all I take, really.
Just to avoid like the problems at the airport?
Yeah.
Word. And when we interviewed you last year, man, just through conversation, of course you could tell you street, but I could tell you had a socially conscious shot. And I love on the album is that you got the record Nothing New.
Mm-hmm.
I think people not paying attention to that record for some reason, man.
They don't want to. They want to just focus on, you know what I mean? But hey, you paying attention to it, right?
All right. Well, what inspired that record, though? Like, what made you want to make that?
Just music. I just be, you know what I mean, just trying to create music. Just trying new stuff, talk about new stuff.
Mm-hmm. The last time you came, you didn't do the deal with Epic.
Nah.
What made you do the deal with Epic? I know you were so big on independent and doing your own thing. What made you partner up?
L.A. came with the bag.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
But then he bailed.
Well, not on purpose.
You know how that go. I mean, he did what he was supposed to do with me before he left.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So my situation in stone.
Did L.A. call you and be like, yo, I'm about to be out, man?
Nah, but I didn't talk to him, like, after that. Like, we always talk. We go out to eat. We be kicking it all the time.
All right.
It has to feel good to have your album do so well in the first week, too.
Number two in the country.
My first album, yeah, it feels great. I don't mind losing to Jay-Z, man.
That's a good one to lose to.
I would have been number one if Jay-Z would have never dropped, man. Jay-Z let a young nigga shine, man.
Lonzo Ball said Izza was better than 444. How'd that make you feel? I know you saw it.
It made me feel like that's how you feel. That's what it is. It's a better than 444. That's how we rocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
in my age group.
Yeah.
So, you know. Music art, though. Like, it ain't really like no... You can't really say what's better music. That's just like saying hip-hop better than rock. Like, you can't really say what's better.
Yeah, subjective, whatever you into.
It's like, whatever he like, that's what he like. So he like, it's a better than 444, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You got to feel like you're winning in life just all across the board right now, too. Just as far as everything just being so great for you right now.
Yeah. I think it's because I done been through so much. Like, God just blessing me, like, nonstop right now, like. I deserve it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I deserve it.
Do you ever look back and see all the kids that follow you and say, maybe I should do things differently when I rap or look a certain way or move a certain way because there's so many kids follow and do what I do?
Nah, not really. Because I tell the whole story. I don't just glorify it. Like, I let you know, like, hey, you can get shot, you can go to jail. You know what I mean? And I give back, so it ain't like I'm just, you know what I mean? I interact with kids and fans and stay in school. When I see him, I take pictures, stay in school, do this, do that. Music gonna be music. I'm just expressing my story. It ain't like I'm on the mic like, hey, you little 9-year-old, go get a gun and shoot somebody. Like, no, I'm just expressing what I done been through, you know what I mean? We said it last time, remember when I told you, like, if I wasn't rapping what I was rapping about, who knows who would be listening to me?
Right.
It ain't really no positive rapper, if you just think about it. Like, who's just positive that's winning? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody got that street edge to him. I love what you said on Nothing New. You said lost his faith in Jesus Christ. Now he praying to a bandana.
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit.
You know, like, when you in the street, like, it really, like, religion ain't really big, like, you know what I mean, when you thugging like that, like, just praying to that gun, really.
Mm-hmm.
The gun. And if you a gangbanger, you praying to your bandana. Because that's what's going to protect you at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, dating Amber Rose, does that make you think more about women's issues, too? Because she's been very vocal about women's rights and with the slut walk and everything and talking about not addressing women in a certain way.
Yeah.
Does that make you be like, you know what? I got to be more aware of how I talk about women, too.
I mean, music is music. Like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna just pop my shit on my songs because that's like music. But, like, in real life, I don't really disrespect women like that. Like, I grew up, like, with my mama. Like, that's all I had, you know what I mean? So my mama always just taught me to, like, respect women. But, I mean, that's what people want to hear in music. So I'm going to say it. They going to keep paying me to say that I'm going to say it, you know what I mean? But
I don't even mean being disrespectful, but just as far as how, in general, there's, like, this double standard that exists in society.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
But
has it changed you, like, just as far as how you think? Because being exposed to different people who we date kind of shapes who we are.
He said he's taking vitamins and drinking water now.
That's true.
Yeah, but now, like, certain shit that we talk about, like, like, she done opened my eyes up to a lot of shit. Just, like, how people just bash people. Like, I see what she was, like, what she be talking about. Like, she done broke it down to me and I done looked at it like, damn. Like, she might post something of me on the internet and I just read what they saying and it might not even be the case, you know what I mean? But I just see, like, okay, I see where she coming from with, like, the double standard and how a nigga can do this and a girl can't do it and all that type of shit.
How did y'all meet?
We met at a party. We been, like, just on some cool shit. I been shooting my shot.
You been shooting the shot.
Yeah. I saw when you tweeted out, got a superstar chick, you got a crush on or something like that.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, though.
Yeah.
He was shooting.
I was shooting it.
That was her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was shooting. Kylie Jenner back then.
Nah, that was after Kylie. Yeah. Kylie, she with Travis.
How did you know that there was going to be a little bit, like, when did you get a sense of a little bit of a, okay, maybe she is a little bit interested?
I'm just a young gangster, man. You know, ladies can't resist me. Nah, it ain't too many niggas like me in the world, baby. You know what I mean? It's a lot of suckers in the industry. You know what I mean? It ain't really no gangsters who really know how to treat women in the industry like that. You know what I mean?
All right, we got more with 21 Savage when we come back. We got to find out more about his relationship, his beefs, and all that. So don't move. 21 Savage is in the building.
That was FaceTime. 21 Savage. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. 21 Savage is in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
I saw that tweet. You said, niggas really think a man expressing his feelings to a girl is soft, but y'all would tell the nigga who gonna snitch on you, you love him every day.
Them facts, though. Them facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't soft, though. I'm soft with my girl, but in real life, you'll get your ass beat.
But you understand that because people aren't used to seeing you like that either. Like, we're not used to seeing 21 Savage. Like,
but then they don't really know that.
You don't know me, though.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but from what we know of you, from the image that we have, like, I'm not used to seeing that. I mean, it's cute to me because I'm a woman, but I'm sure you can see where people are like, damn.
Yeah, I see what, but I don't see the soft. I see like, ah, he, you know what I mean? But don't, not soft. I ain't soft. I'm soft with a girl. Mm-hmm. What, I'm supposed to be hard?
Now, let me ask you a question with Amber. She's so vocal.
Right.
And sometimes she says things that piss people off.
Right.
And people respond sometimes in a negative way.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to clap back at each and every one of them?
Nah. See, when I said that, I was talking about, like, people who got voices. Not, like, just your everyday fan who just on the internet typing something. But, like, if you know, like, I'm going to bump into you, like, you know what I mean? You can't just disrespect my woman and just think, you know what I mean? Like, so if you famous or you, you know what I mean, somebody who I'm going to see, and you disrespectful, then it's going to be smoke when I see you.
How have you adjusted to, like, the paparazzi? Because I saw the paparazzi run up on y'all one night, and it looked like everybody around you didn't know whether to shoot or damn swing.
It should be crazy. I don't know. I mean, she told me I got to be nice to him. So I'd be being nice to him, I guess.
You probably and you had a, nice a conversation with Wiz, or you didn't?
Nah, we ain't had no conversation. Mm-hmm. I just saluted him. We ain't talk.
How was that being around the kids, though?
Like, I don't really be around them like that, but he's a cool child. Like, he's smart. He's very smart. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't really just be around each other like that.
Like, you're not trying to be Russell Wilson?
Nah. I ain't trying to be Russell Wilson.
Yeah, like, but I'm, if it but, goes, but, man, he gotta
be. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be, you know what I mean? But that's my little homie.
It seems like you're still dealing with a lot of stuff from when you was a youth, though. Like, you say, you popping perks to kill the pain. That's what you say on Nothing New. Like, you can't cope.
Yeah. Like, my arm still be hurting and I got a rod in my arm.
From the gunshots?
Yeah.
So you really get prescription perks for actual pain?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Now, you also said that you would have shot that cracker if you was Rosa Parks.
Yeah, I would have popped his ass. Straight up. Ain't no moving to the back of no bus, man. Get your ass fired up. On God.
You pay attention to, like, politics and stuff like that?
Hell nah, that's bullshit.
But you pay attention to what's going on in the world, though.
Yeah, I don't pay attention, but, I mean, if you got Instagram, you're going to know.
Right.
Everything that goes on in the world. It's like, boom, right when you get on there.
Mm-hmm. You get a lot of work through the DMs, like artists hitting you up like, yo, let's do something together.
Nah, I don't really get no DMs. I don't think nobody really like me.
I was about to say
that. You keep saying that. You keep alluding to that on your Twitter and in your music. Like,
I swear, I don't know. It's a couple folks like that mess with me, but for the most part, it's like, yeah.
Meek.
Drake, Meek.
Migos.
Yeah, Migos.
Thug.
Thug.
That's a lot. I mean, come on.
That's just Atlanta, though.
But maybe people think you don't with them.
Nah, I f*** with everybody.
You don't look too approachable, though. But, you know, artists might know what to do. You know?
Why, though?
You know, you don't know what 21's, you know, you might, what's up? You might like, what you talking to me for?
Be like,
you know?
What's up? Let's work.
You never know.
Yeah, we rappers. Let's rap.
Now, whatever happened between you and Tyga? It seemed like there was a little friction with y'all at one point when you said the thing about Kylie. Did y'all ever smooth that out?
Seemed like he threw a line back.
I seen him, though. He was on some cool shit. I mean, I was out of line, you know what I mean? And he was out of line, too. And it wasn't really over a girl, but you could say it was over a girl. So really, it's like, nah, he ain't even with the girl. So it's like, you know what I mean? I just be expecting, like, shit to go a whole nother way when I see people. But, like, shit be going a cool way. So I don't want to start no problem, but I'm just like, because it really was about some bullshit.
Did y'all even discuss it or it wasn't
He was like, man, yeah, man, that shit was some bullshit, goddamn. I was like, hell yeah, dapped him up. We need to do a song. And he took my number. That was it.
How's your relationship with Drake? He always show you mad love.
Drake solid, man. Drake ain't never just, you know what I mean? He always been the same since I met him.
Yeah, for a period of time. Drake. I remember they were like, oh, he's signing to Drake. Like,
everybody thought you were signing
Drake. Me and him never discussed that in life, mm-hmm. ever. I don't think he was really looking at me like, yeah, I'm finna sign this little nigga. Mm-hmm. I think he was just more on some shit. Like, I fuck with his music. He
I'm
dope.
Melt.
I'm dope. We need to make some music and just, you know what I mean, type mm-hmm. shit. Shout out to Drake.
And what is the quote-unquote single? I was curious about that.
I ain't really got no single.
You
like,
ain't got no single.
I just be putting it out. I guess Bank Account, because shit, it's number one on Apple Music.
And you produced that too?
Yeah, I produced that.
Bank Account's hard.
You gonna get Amber pregnant?
Metro helped me a little bit.
You said Metro helped you do the beat a little bit?
Like, after I made it, he just spaced it out and put it where it need to go.
Get that money.
You gonna get her pregnant, man?
Bro, I just knew you were going to forget about the question.
Said,
I'm like, man,
end.
Let me answer
it's
this.
All good.
He going to forget about the question. He going to come back with it. No way in hell, Charlotte, man. Nah, I ain't going to get her pregnant.
Not now. Maybe.
I love Amber, though, man. Amber know how to treat her, man. Straight up.
You did vitamins and water, brother. Like,
yeah, she tried to give me some green shit before.
Like what? You,
like vegetables and juice?
I think it was chlorophyll.
What's
that shit called?
He said chlorophyll. He said he thought it was chlorophyll.
I think that's what it was.
No, man.
Was it like a green juice or was it green
tea? It was some green shit. Man.
If she's trying to give you chlorophyll, she's trying to kill you, my brother.
She was like, baby, just drink as much as you can. I spit that shit and everything. That shit was
spinach,
nasty.
Kale,
as
cucumbers.
It's good for you though.
Man, hey, man.
Baby steps here, baby.
Baby steps.
He got the vitamins and water though. He good.
I be doing my face. She be doing my face mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
21 gonna have a suit next time we see him. You gonna be able to see?
Nah, hell nah, man. I'm still 21 Savage, young Zone 6, man. You know what I mean? Okay. I just got a woman.
There you go. Right. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with growing, my brother.
There you got it.
I'm still that young. Mm-hmm. Ain't changed.
Maybe the next album could be Soft and Savage.
Nah, it ain't gonna be. No, I ain't gonna never be soft. I'ma always be young savage.
Stupid.
You see, she in the hood with me. You know what I mean?
21.
21 Savage.
Album out right now.
Pick up the album up right now.
21. 21.
How'd you feel when Jay-Z did that in the song?
Oh, 21.
Oh, I was like, that like, damn, Jay-Z. That was crazy.
Did you feel like you had arrived in a sense, sort of? Like?
Hell yeah, I was like, damn, Jay-Z know about me? Mm-hmm. That's Jay-Z.
That's old.
You never met him though, right?
Hell nah.
Yeah.
I gotta meet him though. That's Hove, man.
Absolutely.
Great.
Word.
21 Savage. It's the Breakfast Club. Thank you for joining us, bro.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Salute to my guy, 21 Savage. I learned a couple of things this morning. 21 Savage said Amber Rose makes him drink chlorophyll.
No, he didn't mean that.
I thought
he just didn't know what it was.
No, I thought chlorophyll was what you use to clean the pool, but actually, they do drink chlorophyll. It helps you fight cancer. It improves liver detoxification and speeds up wound healing. Mm. Just a few things that it does. I didn't know that.
I'm not going to drink chlorophyll still.
They sell it to drink. A lot of our listeners were actually tweeting it to us. They sell
I didn't know that.
Like in drugstores and
stuff. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Is it like chlorophyll, like what you put in the pool?
That's what I thought it was, but clearly it's not.
Chlorine.
That's chlorine you put in the pool.
There you go. Give us both the biggest hee-haw.
I kept
Give me
chlorine.
And Angela Yee both the biggest hee-haw. I was thinking the same thing.
I was
chlorine.
Like, what is chlorophyll?
Chlorophyll.
I ain't gonna lie. When he said, I thought he meant Cetaphil. That's, you know, what you wash your face with?
No.
That's what I thought.
Amber Rose was up here with 21 Savage too, by the way.
Yeah, she was. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kendrick Lamar.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
All right, Kendrick Lamar has just done something great for one of his fans, Jennifer Phillips. Now, she first met him about 6 years ago. She's quadriplegic, but she still managed to get to all of his concerts in Dallas. She was an inspiration to him for so many years. So he felt like the least that he could do was to help her get around. Now, she has started a GoFundMe to raise money to get a wheelchair-accessible van. So what Kendrick did was he shut that page down because he actually bought her that van that she needed and paid for the whole thing.
Oh, wow. Drop the clues, bumps for Kendrick Lamar. You know how they always say money doesn't change you. It just multiplies whatever it is that
you are. Right.
So if you think Kendrick was a good dude, understand that he was a good dude way before
All right.
this money.
Now let's talk about the most streamed song of all time. Let's see if you guys know this song. They have announced that this song, actually with combined global streams, has more than 4.6 billion plays across the leading streaming platforms in the 6 months since its release. That is the most streamed song.
Wiz Khalifa, right?
No.
What?
Of all time. Now, before that, the record was set by Bieber, Justin Bieber, for the song Sorry, that had 4.38 billion plays.
But Migos, this song, Bad and Bougie.
No way.
Is Despacito. Let's see if you know it.
No.
Despacito.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Like that.
That's one of them records for a Negro like me. I need subtitles to enjoy it, but
that's
I hear it all
Louis
the time.
That's Louis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee and Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's on that record?
He did the remix. Yes, he's featured on that also.
He did the remix on that record.
I hear that record everywhere.
Yeah, so.
Department stores.
The most streamed song, 4.6 billion plays across all platforms. So congratulations to them. Now, we told you
Isn't
before.
Isn't that cultural appropriation with Justin Bieber?
Did they put him on the remix? I guess it was to get a record like that.
The original was just Daddy Yankee and then the remix has Justin Bieber.
Okay.
All right, now Madonna, they were going to auction off this jailhouse letter that Tupac sent to her. They were going to sell it in an auction. But she's saying that's not going to go down because somebody stole that from her home. She filed an emergency court order to block the website GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com from actually selling that letter. They were also going to sell a bunch of her personal memorabilia, including some panties that she wore previously. So she said she was blindsided by this auction. She never knew some of these items were no longer in her possession. She believes that her former friend and art consultant actually took all of that stuff from her home.
How can you prove it's Madonna's panties?
I mean, I guess they feel like if they have all these other memorabilia pieces from Madonna's home,
how could they steal it from a house and then just sell it like it's okay?
Yeah, like she's not going to stop
that. Like she's not going to know.
And then
you pay more when it's worn? Like if it's a little discharge in it, do you pay a little extra?
You mean if it's not cleaned, like washed?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I would think with some DNA in it.
Yeah. Would you
pay more for pubic hair?
Yeah. Making build them another Madonna in the future. Never know the way technology's going.
All right, maybe so. Now, I got to fill you guys in on this because I know y'all don't watch Black Ink and you guys don't watch Love & Hip Hop.
I watch Black-ish.
But you might not have known that Caesar was dating Carly Rae. Did you know that?
I knew that.
You knew that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they have broken up already. Now, Caesar is actually giving information about what happened. Now, Carly Rae had previously said that they were celibate, but he said that to Ed Lover. She said that to Ed Lover. Now, when questioned by VH1, were the two of you really celibate during the time you were dating? He responded, that's a joke. When we went and made the announcement, she had just finished giving me fellatio. So how are we celibate in the car driving there? She did that. So that was his explanation of what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, so no more Carly Rae for Caesar. And, you know, they were actually in some scenes on Love & Hip Hop together, some of them, some bonus scenes.
You just ruined my day. I don't even know how I can continue on knowing that season.
That they're no longer together?
Are you hurt?
I'm distraught.
You want to hug?
Yeah, I'm like upset. Like, I really don't even know what I'm going
to
do.
Listen, I just try to make sure you guys are up on what's going on, even if you don't watch these shows.
Day's ruined.
I want to make sure you have things to talk about outside of here.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And don't forget about the petty party that's currently going on in R. Kelly's mentions. Okay? Just tweet at R. Kelly and put P is wet. That's all. You don't even have to put the whole phrase. The whole phrase, the sky is blue, P is wet. But just put P is wet at R. Kelly. It's a great petty party going on in his mentions right now.
All right. Well, thank you, Angela Yee. Shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something at DJ Envy or Sir Envy1 on that Snapchat. Now, let's play Big Sean first. Let's pull a Big Sean back up. I want to hear this record. I haven't heard this in a long time.
You're just trying to kill time for something. What are you trying to kill time for?
No, I'm getting a record on. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.